The New Democratic Party, or NDP, held a press conference in Halifax's Province House on Tuesday, calling attention to the Nova Scotia government's decision to greatly reduce the amount of specialist teaching positions. This was in response to the Department of Education's recently announcing their plan to reduce the amount of school staff, eliminating 69 positions entirely. Many of those positions are literacy and math coaches. The department says that no one will lose their jobs, and these specialists will be deployed back into the classroom. But some aren't so sure. Paul Wozni, the official education critic for the official opposition, believes this change to be a big step backwards. He argues that children and teens are already having difficulties with these subjects, and the removal of these supports will make it much worse.
Student support workers, school libraries, and public libraries are not optional in Nova Scotia. They are cornerstones of a strong education system. The Houston government claims to be focused on outcomes, but the outcomes at present tell us that students need more support, not less. And this government just doesn't seem to get it. Instead of short-sighted budget cuts, we need real investment in education, in communities, and in our children. We need a government that listens to parents and makes sure that students get the help that they need. And we need to be building a bright future for students of all ages in every corner of this province so they can succeed both in school and later in life.
Literacy Justice Nova Scotia is a group similarly concerned with the removal of these supports. The organization launched just last fall when parents began to notice their children were having trouble reading at grade level. Louise Hanavan is a co-founder of the group and one of these concerned parents. She says that according to recent provincial assessments, over half of grade 6 students cannot write at grade level, and a third of grade 8 students cannot read at grade level. This is clearly a pressing issue. Hanavan notes that older students are the ones suffering the most from these cuts. They never got these lessons to begin with, she says, so there is no effective way to facilitate their learning in a grade-appropriate way.
My child has struggled to learn to read and wasn't able to access the right supports at school. And our family is not alone. More than 20,000 kids across Nova Scotia are way below reading level. Today, we are calling upon the government to give all students a fair chance to read. The Supreme Court of Canada has affirmed that learning to read is a basic human right and the responsibility of public school systems across this country. The good news is that it is not too late. If the government acts now, middle school students could start high school knowing how to read. More high school students could graduate with the skills they need to contribute to our communities. But if we don't act now, these children face long-term academic, social, mental health challenges that will negatively impact their lives, their families, and our communities. Human rights commissions in Ontario, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan have all found that failing to provide evidence-based reading instruction is discrimination. And it has the greatest impact on kids who already face other barriers at school. But here in Nova Scotia, instead of action, we're seeing cuts to education, including literacy coaches that support students who need extra help in reading and writing. Because we believe that kids deserve proper literacy instruction, our group has been in the process of filing a complaint to the Nova Scotia Human Rights Commission. But this could be a lengthy process, and it's not too late to help these older students now. Every child deserves the chance to learn to read, regardless of who they are, where they live, or their family's income and literacy level. I think everyone would agree that one of the most fundamental jobs of our schools is to teach every child to read. Nova Scotia is failing too many of its children, and our kids deserve better.
Also at this press conference was president of the Nova Scotia Teachers Union, Peter Day. He echoed his colleague's sentiment and brought up the stress and frustration that this must be causing teachers.
These teacher specialists play a critical role in our schools where they support classroom teachers, but more importantly, they work directly with students who have diverse and complex needs. They help students overcome academic, behavioral, and emotional challenges that can otherwise become significant barriers to success. These are often the students who need additional attention and targeted interventions. These specialist teachers provide that support. Removing these positions creates a significant gap in our public education system and will have real consequences for students and classrooms. Teachers are already working incredibly hard to meet the growing needs in their classrooms. Taking educators out of the system will only increase the pressure on students, teachers, and school communities. We must also recognize the broader context. Nova Scotia, like many jurisdictions across Canada, is experiencing a teacher shortage. If the government has decided that Nova Scotia needs fewer teachers, there is a very real possibility that other provinces and territories will move quickly to recruit these highly skilled professionals. Other provinces are actively investing in public education and working to attract educators. Once experienced teachers leave Nova Scotia, it can be incredibly difficult to bring them back.
So, what can we do? Both Wozni and Hanavan urgently called on the Houston government to form what they call a remediatory literacy plan for students, in order to see if students are actually receiving enough support to learn these literacy and math skills. They want timely screening to identify struggling students. They want staff trained in evidence-based reading instruction and monitoring and reporting on the plan's results to parents. And they want all of this put into place by the coming school year in the fall. Those interested in following developments on this topic can follow Literacy Justice Nova Scotia's Facebook page, linked in the written portion of this piece. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalists Initiative.